One of the most common subgenres of home videos is the self-help tape. Critic and homeowner Ken Tucker just watched Basic Plumbing.
Whether we're talking about losing weight, learning how to play the harmonica, or making repairs on your home, there's a tedious, cheaply filmed video cassette for your area of interest. I wonder if there are also people like me, people who may not actually want to attempt whatever skill the self-help video is promoting, but who like to see how they might do it if they had the ambition or the energy. That's the most charitable reason I can think of, at any rate, for why I sat enthralled in front of Basic Plumbing, part of the Ortho video series. Basic Plumbing is an hour's worth of high drama, clogged drains, leaking faucets, backed up toilets. I don't know about you, but that sort of stuff scares me a lot more than a Nightmare on Elm Street. When I see water leaking or not draining anywhere, my first thought is to run screaming from the room. Basic Plumbing, however, is the pure voice of reason.
With a little know-how, we can perform almost all routine plumbing tasks ourselves. We can make emergency repairs like fixing the toilet that overflows on Sunday mornings, or the sink that clogs just before guests arrive. Soon, projects that we thought were hard will look much easier.
Like most self-help videos, Basic Plumbing features wooden actors reacting slowly and dully to situations that would reduce most of us to expletive-filled ranting. But the instructions given here are very clear, and when combined by the zombie-like quality of the performers, the video radiates an unearthly calm while filling your head with information. Here, for example, are a couple of regular guys going through the basement of their weekend home, checking for nasty leaks.
Too bad the pipes froze and caused this. I thought we had rubber pads and clamps for jobs like that.
We used them last year, but, you know, any piece of rubber will do.
Kitchen glove.
Sure. Great.
Put the rubber around the pipe, then attach the hose clamp and tighten. There, you got it. That'll hold it.
As in any good video of this kind, everything is made to look easy. The most average homeowner has just the right set of pliers, everyone seems to know what a valve seat wrench is, and all these folks have something called a closet auger in the house. It's kept in the closet until the bathtub overflows, I guess. I still don't think I'm going to go out and buy one of those long pieces of wire, a snake we call it in the trade, or restrain myself from calling a plumber the moment the shower gets stopped up. Still, if I was the slightest bit adventurous or handy, Basic Plumbing would be my video Bible. New video cassette releases include Cry Freedom, Richard Attenborough's overblown epic biography of South African activist Stephen Biko. The movie features a terrific performance by Denzel Washington as Biko, but most of the movie focuses on the soulful eyes of Kevin Kline as a noble journalist. There's also Tampopo, a widely praised 1987 comedy by the Japanese director Huzo Itami. But Tampopo soon becomes the cinematic equivalent to an M.F.K. Fisher essay, a piece of art that exists to communicate the joys of eating.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.